you know, sort of talking between us. Mm-hmm. I think, well, Mrs. Galbraith, first thing I'd like to ask is, now, you were born in 1894 here in the street. Were you born right here?
No, near Macton.
Now, where's that?
Macton, well, it's, I don't know the name of the route number. It's on the road towards Dublin, between Dublin and Whitford.
Hmm.
Macton is the name of the place.
Mm-hmm. And who were your parents?
William H. and Nellie Wiley Day.
And what did they do for a living? What, were they farming?
Yeah, my father was a farmer.
Oh. And let's see, did you grow up then out in on Macton?
No, I moved up with my father on the farm up here by Bush's Corner, and I was about 4 years old, I think,
mm-hmm.
or not quite four,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
And what was the farm like? Do you remember much about, you know, your early years?
Well, there was no barn on when we went there because the lightning had struck the barn, and it was burned. So my grandfather and father built a farm. I remember the day of the raising. A lot of people came and tied their horses along the fence, and I could see them putting up the rafters and the big logs. And then he raised thoroughbred horses, my father did, and he also has a general farm. He had a few cows, not as many as they have these days, but we had enough. He used to take the milk in the milk cans to the street station here and sent the milk to Balmer in the milk cans. In fact, they had a separator and it separated the milk and shipped cream. If we wanted cream for ice cream or for a cereal or whatever, we went to the separator and got it. We didn't have to pay for it.
Did you have duties and chores that you had to do as a child on the farm?
Oh, some. I don't know if they want me or not. That's on there. Yes, I helped around, did the housework, and with the housework, dusting and with the dishes. And got older, I helped with the cooking, and anything was to be done, I helped do it.
Did your mother teach you a lot of things at home? The kinds of things, what kinds of things would she have taught?
Well, she taught me to sew, and well as cook, and just keep general house.
Did you enjoy that?
Well, I told my mother I didn't like to dust today because she made me, when I was crawling, she gave me a rag, and I had to dust that around the letters in the old sewing machine while she was sewing. Because that gave me something to do to keep from bothering her, I guess.
Well, from around the room, it looks like somebody is very artistic. Is that you that made all these pillows and the cushions?
Well, I didn't make this one. I had to, it was given to me, but I made several like, and then I've made that one. I painted those pictures. And I have quite a few dishes I had painted, but I've given good many of them to the children.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some.
Mm. Was there a lot that you had to do rather than go out and buy the things? Were there things that you did on the farm you made for yourself and things?
Well, I don't know just what you mean.
Well, a lot of the things that we think about going out and buying, you were expected to make and things.
Well, we had to buy crochet cotton. I learned to crochet and make centerpieces and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And a few things we had to buy, but we used a lot of our own. My mother made butter, and of course that was, didn't have to buy that. And all his preserves, and we had chickens, and used plenty of eggs, and did a lot of entertaining in the summertime. Cousins from Philadelphia come out and spend their about 2 months there.
When did you go? What was it like to go to school? Where did you go?
Well, I had to walk about a mile and a half to school by myself. And I didn't start till after I was 6 years old. And my brother started when he wasn't quite six, just to go with me for company with me as much as anything. But then we got to high school here at Highland High School. We walked, it was a mile and a half. And we walked a good bit of the time. Then we got older. They had sheds there at the school and on the property there by the church. And we used to drive our horses there and put them in the stable. And we could go back and forth. There were four children of us, and we'd go back and forth, driving back and forth. Sometimes we'd ride horseback. And then I finished high school. I was away at college 1 year, and then I stayed home and went to Baltimore, took china painting lessons, and worked on that for several years. And then I came back home, and I taught school for about 5 years.
Where did you teach?
I taught at Chestnut Hill for about a year and a half, and I taught the Rocks, LaGrange School, for about 3 years. And I was close enough I could board at home and walk from my home to the school. At Chestnut Hill, I had to board.
What was your experience like teaching school? What was...
Oh, well, I enjoyed it. I had the, at Chestnut Hill, I had the 5th, 6th, and 7th grades, and the older children. And I liked it very much. Really, I didn't, well, the superintendent asked me if I'd teach. Some of the teachers were sick, and they asked me if I'd teach until it was around Thanksgiving. You know, if I'd teach till the end of the year, and I said, well, I'll try. So I finished out that year and taught the next year, so... He didn't farm me. And then the school close to home needed a teacher, so he gave that to me to teach.
Now, I'm not real sure where LaGrange School was.
Well, it's towards the Rocks. You know anything about the Rocks? You know, where a little store, above the Rocks, a little store, a Cohen store, they call it. Mm-hmm. Well, on the hill, just above that, it's a colored school. It was turned into a colored school. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's all closed now. Mm-hmm. It was just a one-room school. Mm-hmm. But I had all grades up to the 7th grade. I enjoyed it. Kids were good. Mm-hmm. It was their own thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, when you were growing up, let's see, you left Macton and came up the street then?
Yeah, when I was about 4 years old, I guess it was around four.
What was the street community like back then?
Well, there was a blacksmith on one corner, and the church was there, and the manse across the road from the church. That was about it. Post office was down by the railroad, where the railroad station was. The post office was there, and it still is. But there wasn't many buildings around. It's been built up quite a lot since then. Mm-hmm. Then they built a high school about 1908, I think, was opened in January 1908. And I went from the one-room school over to the high school.
were a lot of the same families that are here today, or were they back then?
Yes, a good many of them. Of course, a lot of them, old ones, are gone, but there's quite a few families and that are still here. The Wilsons and Heaps and Galbraiths and just those families are all still around.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, did they have a lot of community activities?
Well, they didn't have much at first. When the school started, they used to have oyster suppers, and they had a Grange Hall built, and they had the Grange met about once a month, I think. And then church activities, that was about all it was. We had had Children's Day in the summer, and a Christmas program around Christmas time, and Santa Claus came and brought us a treat. And church has grown now, there have been additions built to it since that time. The church had a fence around it, and the had a row of posts where people used to drive their horses and had to tie them up to the posts. And most people went to church with drove horses and took the family. I always said my father and mother, especially, took me to Sunday school in the state with me. My father, mother couldn't always get away, and father would always take me. He took me to Sunday school and he stayed, and he didn't go and drop me off and come back for me later, but then we stayed for church too. These days it's quite different. Mm-hmm.
I guess there were a lot of activities around the church than people were.
Well, no, not too much. Services Sundays, and used to have the before communion. I always had a service the Friday night before. Shoren got older, why they got had Christian Endeavor, and they take the turns leading in Christian Endeavor and having programs, and that was generally on Sunday night, and there wasn't much that I can remember through the week.
What were the farms like through this area?
Well, they weren't contour stripped like they are now. A lot of fences around, divide each field with fences. Those fence rows had to be cleaned out once a year at least. And they used to raise a wheat, which very few people raise now, some do, but always had a lot of wheat, and sometimes they'd have oats. And never heard of them having barley those days. Always had the good hay crops and, of course, corn. They didn't have the alfalfa like we have today, years ago.
I also I see let's see, you where did you meet your husband?
We went to school, church, and school together.
Yeah.
We were in the same class at high school.
And now I wanted to ask you about him playing in the baseball team.
Who told you that? Well, he played some, but his brother was a pitcher, generally, and he played some in high school. One time, Holland School won the championship at the county, and it was sure some big to-do about that. Everybody was so pleased with it. I don't know that he played that game, but I think his brother did.
Were the teams connected with the schools, or was it a community?
No, it was just a school team. The boys from quite a few young boys there. And one remarkable thing about those boys, there are very few of them smoked. You can name, I don't know, I can't think of anyone really that smoked. When I was in high school, other boys, of course, girls would have been terrible. And after those boys grew up and came in, there were very, very few of them took to smoking. Mm. I think that was a remarkable, of course, to what it is today.
Mm-hmm. Well, then when you got married, when was it that you came to the farm? Or was your husband a farmer?
Yes, he helped farm up his father, worked on the farm with his father until we were married, and we bought this place. And we came here in the spring of 1924. We was married in February. We came here about the 1st of March. And we were married almost 56 years when my husband passed away. And he made a specialty of raising Berkshire hogs. He used to show from Trenton, New Jersey to Allentown, New York, and he can call them Bloomsburg and Pennsylvania, as far south as Richmond, Virginia, and sold pigs in a good many states around.
Why did he, did people raise the Berkshire hogs around here?
Some few did, but nobody went into business like he did. He had a good many. One spring we had over 100 small pigs, and that was some bunch of pigs. But he tended to them, and he really enjoyed them, and made some money. Kept us going.
What was involved in keeping, taking care of them?
Well, they had to feed them twice a day, and they had to, he had water piped so that they had troughs they could drink from, and then they had feeders that they could raise the lid and eat the feed, you know, and the lid would keep the rain out, and they had these little troughs like they could eat and drink water, and it kept person busy. Of course, he helped with the milk and then too, and was our boy. We had two boys, but they were smaller. But they grew up with them, and they showed at the fairs, Harper County Fair and Timonium, and then they went on to the other fairs. And one year we had two truckloads of pigs out. We went to Hagerstown and Frederick. One boy took a load out there, and another boy went to York and then on up to Pennsylvania, Trenton, and up Bloomsburg, and I guess went to York and Allentown, then to Bloomsburg, and then back to Trenton. Quite an experience for the boys. I enjoyed it.
Let's see. Well, now, how long has, tell me about the farm that this has been. You were saying something before about how not many people knew about it.
That what?
This farm, that it had been the King of England's gift.
Oh, I don't know whether people knew about it or not. I thought maybe they had forgotten it, or if they had ever heard it. That's the way the post office got the name from these people's street. And, of course, then they call it High. It was Highland Post Office for a long time, and it is Highland Church and was Highland School, and it was going to Highland Post Office, but there was a Highland Post Office in Harrod County, and it was older than this one, so the government wouldn't let us to have the Highland, so they call it Street then, named after these people. The people's woman by the name of Street gave the land for the church to be built on. Her name's in a window over the pulpit of They did quite a lot of spread. This place was here. This house, I guess, was built by the streets, but it's really old. It was over 75 years old when we came here in 1924, so you know it's old.
And you were saying that how this farm was given by who? By to the streets?
The King of England granted the 25,000 acres to the family of streets. I mean, the name of the street.
Mm-hmm. Where was the land, sort of?
Well, it's an old house. Gone was an old house right up Stair Lane over there, back of that garage. It was an old street place. People lived there. And then over towards towards Jerseyville, the streets still live. Some of them live over there. Mm-hmm. Joe Street.
Did you help out on the farm with your husband's hogs and things?
No, I never did much with them. I did. Well, the boys were growing up and they helped, and I had kept me busy feeding them, keeping the house. Mm-hmm. I never drove a tractor like some women. I used to help my father drive the horses and rake hay or something like that before I was married, but I never did it here. Mm-hmm. My husband always had hired help.
Let's see, I also wanted to ask you about, let's see, when you were living up here, I guess you didn't at first have electricity or telephones?
No, we had telephone, but my father was among the first that got a telephone in the community over the where I lived before I came here, and we had no electricity, we had no bathroom. We did have water in the house from the spring, which was cold water, and that's all we had. Mm-hmm. And we had no heat in the house. And we got 1929, electricity came up along the road, and so we got built poles and built and got electricity in 1929, and then, remodel the house some. We tore the old kitchen down and built a new kitchen and a bedroom over it and a bath. And then built a silo. Wasn't any silo here, so my husband built a silo for the storage for the corn for the cows. And quite a lot of improvement to the place, built up the land quite a lot. Then years later, the soil conservation came along and made the contour strips. As you see, they go around the hill, and that's quite an advantage. Some people didn't know how it was going to work, but it's worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. Were people receptive when they first started doing that here?
Well, they didn't know how it was going to work. Well, for instance, we have one field. I call it a round field. It's down here in the hollow, and it one side of it is straight, and then it goes, and it is round. Mm. But they plant corn in that. It's amazing how they do. Of course, they have a few short rows, but you have to put up with something, mm-hmm. and it produces the ground anyway. Mm. And it keeps the water from flooding. I remember when used to be up along that road, there was just a hole in the road. It was just always it rained a little bit, there was a mud puddle there. And the man that lived here wouldn't allow them to let the water come down in his field. So they called that place Lake George after it came. But we haven't had any great gutters from it because it's been fixed long there, and of course now it's gone. it's a hard road there, but the water doesn't get a chance to lay there. But of course, the water runs down across the field sometimes when there's a terrible flood. But as a general thing, like, it's not bad. Mm-hmm.
Did people speak of this area as pretty fertile for farmland?
Yes, I think it is. But it's a different soil from where my other son lives over there on the original street place. I mean, what my grandfather bought. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other's loam, I don't know which, but mm-hmm. the soil is different, but they're both good for crops.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel very much of the Depression? Was that something that was very hard on you?
I don't remember too much about it. Of course, some things were scarce, but times were hard, but we survived. I'm of the saving nature anyway, and I saved all I could and helped out that way. And we got along, paid our debts, and survived.
Let's see, what about when you went out to go, what you couldn't provide for yourself on the farm, where would you go to get, you know, groceries and clothing maybe? Or
at a store right here at the post office where the station is, and where the post office is now, where the station was, they had a grocery store there, and I'd send over there and get stuff, and who would get $5 worth of stuff. We got enough to last us a week. wouldn't pay for the gas to go for it now. I think I went to Dell a few times, but it just depends on what we needed. But we get most everything over here.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Was the railroad an important part of the street?
Oh, yes. Maryland Pennsylvania Railroad ran from York to Baltimore, and there were two northbound trains a day and two southbound a day. One came up in the morning and one went down in the morning, then the same way in the afternoon. And quite a blow when they had to close it up. But did a lot of business on them. It was a handy way for people to get to Baltimore when they wanted. And the neighbor girl here that went to school in Bel Air, she went down to Bel Air on the train. And her senior year, she left Bel Air and came, and she was the first graduate at home. She came up in January, when in January 1908. So she was a senior when she came up here, and of course she graduated, and then she was the first graduate of the school.
Hmm. What was her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
Grace Perkins, but she's been dead a long time now. Hmm. Her father was a mail carrier. Here it carried mail out from the street. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take a ride on the Ma and Pa?
Oh my, yes. Many a time.
What was it like?
Oh, it was, we thought, pretty wonderful. Not like the Amtraks, but they're not so hot either in a way. Yeah. It was all right for me. Very well, very glad to have it. I had many a ride on it. The Baldwin and York too.
What would you usually go for?
Well, I had an aunt lived in Baltimore. My mother used to go down there right often, and she'd go to get ready in a hurry, and she'd decide she wanted to take her chickens. She'd get them men to kill a chicken, and she'd pick the feathers off of it if she had time to. She didn't. She'd just take it as was. Well, I went down and took my China painting lessons. I lived in New York with my aunt. Mm-hmm. And I'd go back and forth on the train when I wanted to come home, mm-hmm. every week or two. Any place we want to go, we just could go on it.
Were people, were you very aware of what was going on elsewhere in Harford County? Or did you, were you felt a little more cut off because you were?
No, we got the county paper and I guess we maybe didn't hear the bad things right away, but we did hear about them before too long. Because we had telephone, and that was a big help.
Let's see. I wondered if you had ever heard or had been to. They used to have some kind of a social event in the Rocks every year for the farmers and things. It was like a picnic. Do you know anything about that? It was a big, big event for people.
I don't remember. I guess I didn't go to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, did farmers have any organization or any, you know, people that you talk a little bit about the Grange? Did that involve farmers?
Oh yes, it was farmers.
Oh,
made up of the farmers. Of course, other people joined too, but it was for the farmers. Well, they didn't have any farm bureau years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Grange was practically the only organization that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else might remember something else.
Mm-hmm. And were there social events as well that would bring them, you know, to the Grange halls and things?
Well, they had a meeting every once a month, I think, in the evenings, and they'd have little programs then and have different contests like.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was only once a month. As I said, they'd have oyster suppers now and then. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, the church had festivals twice a year. They had a festival out in the grove in the summer, across from the church. And that was well attended. I don't remember much going around, going places for entertainment so much.
Do you remember much about World War I?
Oh, yes. Quite a few. My friends were in the service, and some of them overseas. Get some letters from them now and then. Used to look at the paper came out and looked to see if anybody's list, name on the list that had been drafted. Of course, we're always concerned about who would be called next.
Mm-hmm. Did people make things for the army to use, you know?
Yes, and they used to make sweaters and knit sweaters and knit socks. And I was almost knit socks when the war was declared over, and I just quit, never finished that sock. They used to make them. The Red Cross would meet and with a bunch of we young girls, and we used to take kid gloves, especially long kid gloves, and open them up. Had to cut the fingers off, but open them up and. And then sewed them together. Of course, a glove would be several inches wide when it was open down the seam, you know. And I used to make vests for the soldiers, call them cootie vests, because the soldiers had cooties, you see, and these leather or kid gloves would make these good vests for them, and the cooties couldn't get under them. I remember helping with them.
Uh-huh. Did they have shortages of things during the war?
Well, yes, even the Second World War, they had to. We were allotted with the gasoline. We used to have tickets to get so much gasoline, and we could only use so much sugar. I had three children, and I got a glass container with a lid on it, a little jar, and I'd weigh out a pound of sugar for each jar, and then they didn't eat more than that 1 pound of sugar a week, and was any left over, I put it in my jar, because I ate less than the rest, and then I used that for cooking from my jar. I had their names on the jars, and they all ate the, they all used their own. There wasn't any hanky-panky about it.
Do you remember what happened when the war was over? Was there a lot of big celebrating and things?
No, I don't remember.
What about Prohibition? Did you...
That what?
Prohibition? Is that a...
What that?
Well, what do you remember what it was like to living in that time?
No, I don't know. I know we never were concerned much about it because none of our family used liquor and uh-huh. And we just, I don't remember too much about it anymore. And mm-hmm. People weren't supposed to use it or have it, but we never had it anyway. And mm-hmm. It didn't mm-hmm. mean much to us. Mm-hmm. One thing my father never drank, and I used to hear some people's parents drinking, and I used to pray that, thank the Lord that my father didn't drink, mm-hmm. and he didn't smoke. He maybe wasn't any angel, but he was good to us.
Sort of lost. I've asked you so many things. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of anything else I can ask. And what about, do you remember when the women got the right to vote?
I guess so, but I guess it was just before I got the voting, I guess.
Did you drive the car?
No.
Do you remember the first car in the area when the automobile came up?
I guess it was a Ford. I think it was a Ford. Model B, I reckon. And my father later, he got an American car. It was a big car. I don't know who. Well, American Motors made it, or who made it, but then I don't know what he had after that. I guess he had a Chevrolet, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How were the roads around here?
Muddy sometimes. Couldn't get the cars out, you know, sometimes when I had to stay put in the garage and let it stay there all winter. Mm. We were married on the 9th of February, and the Lord was with us. We had just a little bit of snow on the ground, but we could get cars in and out the lane. People just could not go with the cars. They would just sink in the mud, and they just didn't have power enough to get out. Mm-hmm.
Did you have pretty hard winters?
Well, it seemed like you used to have a lot more snow than we've had the last few years, and they call them blizzards, and it was Yes, I think we had some pretty heavy bad winters.
What about the summers? Would they be dry, and did you have some times where the crops didn't do as well because of the weather?
Well, I don't remember too much about it. Mm-hmm. I guess we had dry spells now and then, but the Bible says always seed time and harvest, and we seem like we always had it.
Did you continue to do your china painting and all?
Not after I was, not very long after I was married. Mm-hmm. We had a class start up here at Highland, and they met here once, and quite a few girls in the community came in and took lessons. A teacher came up and bought them and taught them. And then it just sort of dwindled out. They went their different ways, and class broke up. So.
Mm-hmm. And you painted these pictures also?
Yeah.
They're very good. How did you get interested in painting?
Well, I had a teacher in high school. He was an agriculture teacher, Earl C. Beatty. And he was very artistic. And I don't know, just some of his pictures didn't appeal to me, and I used to stay after school, and he would teach me. And I had to walk home, but I walked home anyway. Yeah. And then when I went away to school one year, I wanted to take art. So I had a wonderful teacher. She was very nice. And I had quite a few pictures that I had painted. And I started with charcoal. And then some of them, then I would paint over the charcoal and make different colors on them. Yellow moon and a light in a house and things like that. And then these little Dutch boys and girls, I made those. And I've given quite a few of them away. I got my grandson's name on the back of them, the first one of my grandsons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given them to my children and grandchildren because I don't need them. I got enough on the wall.
How would you decide what, did you ever paint pictures of the farm and animals and things?
No. I didn't do any very little after I came from college. I just didn't do it. I did a picture or two, a small one, but not much.
Well, as a homemaker, you know, and having the three children, I guess you didn't have a lot of time.
No, I didn't. I just sort of got out of it, and it didn't appeal to me anymore. I just didn't bother.
Hmm.
I'd crochet or do some kind of fancy work. And I got something over there I'm working on now, cross stitching.
Hmm.
I'm always doing something else. I can't sit and do nothing. I got to read or do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the granddaughter works in the library, and she graduated from University of Maryland's Library of Science,
mm-hmm.
in Library of Science, and she keeps me supplied in books to read. She brought me three Sunday, and I've read one and a half of them.
Good. Is there anything else we could talk about, or? Anything else you'd like to say?
I've often thought that there's so many men around the community that their sons haven't stayed with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been very grateful that our two boys stayed with their father and worked with them, and now they each have a farm.
Mm.
One boy has this farm, and the other boy has my home place that we bought in 1940.
Mm-hmm. It's gratifying, you know, that they would stay in the same profession, because a lot of people don't.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, William has this farm, and he has three boys, and the oldest and the youngest one are here on the farm with him.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a Baltimore City policeman.
Oh.
And he loves it. Huh. Very, likes it very much.
Mm-hmm.
My other son over there only has one boy, and he was away at college 1 year, and the next year he said he thought he'd be better off at home on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he can learn things on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they're very glad he's there. They have a hard name, but he's enough work there for three grand.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the hogs on your farm, I guess you said you had cattle?
Oh, yes, I had cows, and we had chickens, and we raised turkeys a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But the cows, they're the main thing now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we don't have any hogs here now. Well, some took care of them after his father got sick and after he passed away. And so I told him one day, I said, well, if you want to get rid of them, just, he had sold a couple, I think, and I said, well, if you want to get rid of the rest of them, just go ahead and do it because it's extra work for you. And they only had about, well, half a dozen. It wasn't any worthwhile to show or anything like that. And so anyway, it wasn't too long until he sold them all, and I said, well, wasn't worthwhile. He can do everything, and he had the cows to take care of. And
mm-hmm.
they're milking in the neighborhood between 50 and 60 cows.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't know if they are right now or not, but they have mm-hmm. been at different times.
Mm-hmm.
They've built new buildings here, and built a heifer shed. They have 47 heifers in it. And then they built a new machinery shed, and they built a loafing barn back of the other barn for the cows. And then my other son, he has a loafing shed and a milking parlor. So they've been spending money, but they've been making it too.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's a lot harder today to start out on a farm than it was, I guess. Do you remember?
Well, my husband had it all worked out, and the boys had the farms before he died, and just something told him we just got together and
mm-hmm.
and decided on the prices and it worked it all out and satisfactory to everyone, and that was the relief off of his mind and also off of mine after he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Has farm life changed a lot since you came?
Yeah, quite a little bit. Yes. Well, as I said, we had no electricity. When you don't have electricity, what would you do today with that?
Mm.
And we just had to do. We had our oil lamps and had to keep them trimmed and burning. And we'd go to the barn, I'd have to take a lantern. Wasn't very near as nice as it is now with electricity.
Mm.
And then when the electricity goes off and they can't do the milking, they have hook up a tractor to a generator and make their own electricity so they can milk. Mm. I don't always have it here in the house at that time, but they generally come back on before too late.
Uh-huh. Has the community here in the street changed a lot?
The buildings.
Well, and the people and all around.
Oh yes, there's very few people. The families of very few people that were here when I came, they're either gone or moved away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no family here that was here when we came here.
Mm.
That's a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been very interesting. It's neat. Are there other people around in the street and all that you know that might be a good also to talk to?
Well, I think you have Mrs. Bay's name, don't you? Mrs. Pauline Bay and Mrs. James Galbraith. Mm-hmm. Well, they had been asked to talk, I'm pretty sure. Well, they're both older than I am, so they might remind some, remember something that I didn't remember. Mrs. Bay is up here at Highland. Mm-hmm. Just my apartment church towards on the Pilesville Road. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. James Gilbreth lives down there. She's 91, and the other one's 89. Mm. She's both older than I am. Mm-hmm. I was 87 in February.
You were? You don't look it.
Well, I am. Somebody asked me that, said one day, they didn't believe me or something. I says, well, you go ahead and look at my tombstone. It's got the date on it, my birth on it, so I don't think it will lie. Well, I've been very well blessed. I have three grandchildren, and my grandchildren are so good to me. My in-laws are just, I think they'd do as much for me as my own children would. Mm-hmm. One daughter-in-law was, she and her daughter were out shopping late Saturday. And she saw a dress she thought I'd like. So she bought this dress and brought it and gave it to me. Hmm. And I know very well it cost several dollars. It wasn't any price tag on it, but I know that you can't get much of anything these days for $20 or at least, or maybe more. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, well, I said, you shouldn't have done it. Well, she says, I just wanted to do it. I said, well, you're so good to me. And it fit just right. She says, now if it don't fit, why, I can take it back, because I had a charge, so I could take it back if I had to. So I told her the other night, I said, I tried it on, and I said, it just fits right. She knew what size I wore. And so she, just things like that. That's not on, is it?
Yeah, I'm coming up.